Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Thanks to Anna for sitting in yesterday. I ended up with an accidental day off because I got caught up in the flight cancellations from Storm Éowyn on Friday morning. And I'm not going to bore you with the details or complain too much about it because I know it's the least of the problems when you look at what so many of our listeners are dealing with since Storm Éowyn on the in the early hours of Friday morning. I know many of you are still powerless. You've no water, you've no electricity. So if you're still affected, and if you do have some coverage and you can manage to hear us or listen to us today, we'd love to know what is the situation in your area. You can, if you can get us on WhatsApp, it's 087 1400 106, or you can give us a call either. We want to know how you feel about the government response to the storm, and are we doing enough? Could we do more? What are people's thoughts and suggestions? Take a listen first to Brian Tapley. He's the ESB Networks Regional Manager. He gave this update on Breakfast earlier.
We have 180,000 customers still without power this morning. That's down from a peak of 768,000. The worst impact areas are in the northeast, Cavan and Monaghan, some of the North Midland counties, and over in the northwest, Mayo, Galway, Sligo, and Leitrim. We've crews supporting our restoration effort already arrived from Great Britain, and there's further crews arriving today from Finland and from Austria with further support coming from the Netherlands and France.
Okay, so we're bringing crews in now from across other parts of Europe to try and assist us. How have we handled the aftermath of Storm Éowyn? And it's 1800 453 106. Stylist Mandy Marr is with me on the line today. How have you been affected, Mandy?
Hi, Andrea. Listen, the whole thing just seems to be absolutely, it's like as if you're, I can't really explain it because it's just been so bizarre the last few days. And we are one of those 180,000 people that are still without electricity. And it's really only, you never realise how much we use electric for absolutely everything and how much we rely on it. And as bad as we are, Andrea, we know there's other people, unfortunately, are even more worse off than what we are ourselves. We've absolutely no electricity. We've obviously no heating. There's no nothing, no Wi-Fi, no phones. We're having to drive into the city to get any sort of, which I had to do yesterday for working. I'm here, actually just arrived in Dublin there now because I'm going to be here for the next day or two because I just can't get work done in my office or at home.
Yeah. So you were basically working out of a hotel, Mandy.
I was, yeah. Yesterday, I was in the Connaught Hotel yesterday. I had to work there for the full day. I stayed there for 9 hours. They were absolutely fantastic, which I know them and a lot of other businesses that are trying to accommodate people like myself to help them out as much as they can. Even down to Andrea, like as small as a basic thing it is, but actually even having a shower, they allowed us to use the gym facilities to go in and shower.
And
for people that weren't even members of their club, they've been fantastic. And I know there's other businesses that have been doing the same as well. But honestly, it's as I said to you, it's just the whole thing has just been, it's been crazy, really.
So have you been able to get any updates then about when you will get power back?
Well, actually, our village in Kinvara, where I live, had got the power back and then it went again and then they got it back again. But I'm a little bit further out and more remote than that. And we haven't been told anything. We actually don't have any update on it yet.
Yeah, another texter here currently in Mae Cullen in Galway. No electricity where they are. You know, like I'm trying to think, I suppose, in the weeks after all of this, OK, and when you and many others, Mandy, get your power back and even just the heat into the house as well. But what could we do differently? What's the learning from this for the next storm, Éowyn?
Honestly, Andrea, I honestly don't know. And it's in ways, it's scary because is this our future? Is this what we're going to be expecting more of with these horrendous storms? And like it's electricity is one element and we're trying to get on without it. It's also the damage it's done to properties, the damage it's done to businesses, to homes, for the elderly that are on their own. It's just, I honestly don't know what the answer is going to be. I don't know.
Yeah. What are you doing for heat at the minute?
Well, I I'm lucky enough because I actually have a range in our house, which is
right.
Oil run. So
yeah.
We actually do have, but we don't have any heating in the room. It's only heat in the kitchen, which is fine. I'm literally like, I mean, we're living back in the dark ages. I'm boiling pots of water. We're using basins of water with, like, literally to wash ourselves. I can make the tea, which is all
I
more
know you're a big tea
for me
fan,
now
yeah.
At the moment, you know me. But, you know, and I mean, but like for food, for cooking, for anything like that, we're just trying to go out. We're getting takeaways. That's just the way it is at the moment.
Yeah.
But the funny thing about the whole thing, I do have to say, I have an 18-year-old son and he's met with his group of friends in one home over the weekend. He said, you know what, we had the best night ever because we all chatted to each other.
Which is
a funny thing considering we rely on technology so much.
Yeah, I know, and I know for you and your work as well that you're very reliant on that. Another listener is wondering if we can discuss the cost of generators. I don't know if any of our listeners have actually gone out and bought one. Maybe you have one in your home at the moment. I don't know. You can let us know. It's 087 1400 106. Mandy, thanks a million. Take care. Thank you for joining us in the show. We've Dr. Peter Sloan is with me. Peter, you're also in Galway. How are patients and people dealing with this?
Well, good morning, Andrea. Thank you for having me on. Good afternoon. So we're in Carreau on Carreau in South Connemara. We're fairly close to Carna, which is fairly devastated. And I think I can't speak for the whole of Connemara, but basically it was wipeout. Not only no power and no water in a lot of areas, but no way to contact anybody, no mobile phone signal. So nothing and complete and utter wipeout. And we've only got our surgery back up and functioning as of 11 o'clock today. We had no water, no power,
right,
nothing. And so that has come on in the last hour. So we're open, and we were open yesterday to deal with anything that was required. But we've had patients here in the last hour who still have nothing, no mobile, no connectivity, no water, no power. I accept the fact that this was a once in a 200-year storm, but 4 weeks ago we had a little bit of snow, and for 3-4 days we had no water and no electric and no phone. There are huge numbers of areas where the mobile network is patchy on a day-to-day basis or doesn't exist on a day-to-day basis. So what this gets to, for me, I think, is the consideration of the state of its critical infrastructure, of which mobile networks has to be one now, and water, and the fact that some of this is foreseeable and could be planned for and isn't planned for. So we have, you know, vulnerable elderly patients, some of whom are home on their own. They have nothing, checked in with everybody, the public health nurses, ourselves. But the truth was that nobody in the whole of Connemara, which is a large geographical area, could contact anybody even to get updates. And it really, I think if you're down here and you listen on the radio and you're hearing ESB networks and Irish Water telling you, check our website. Well, how do we do that? Thank you very much.
Yeah.
We can't, you know. So there's a disconnect, I think, from the reality on the ground in many places up and down the West Coast, North Midlands, rural places all over the country, and the critical infrastructure that we don't build as a state. We're supposedly wealthy. We listen on the TV to bike sheds being built and security huts being built. And you just asked there about the price of generators. I don't think it would cost a lot of money to put a generator in every water pumping station in the country, which means that we wouldn't be out of water whenever such a bad storm hits.
Mm.
But has anybody done that? No, this happened to us 4 weeks ago, and I'd say there are plenty of other places in the country that it's the same. I get quite annoyed because my capacity to provide care to my community is totally impinged upon by lack of critical state infrastructure. Over the weekend, there were lots of people from this area ended up in the emergency department in Galway because they couldn't call anybody or contact anybody when they had, you know, somebody had to go in with acute severe back pain, severe chest pain. No doctor to be able to call because they couldn't have any, they had no way to call. Where did they go? They went into the emergency department that they didn't necessarily be in. So I think, yes, we had an unprecedented storm. That's fine. Lots of trees down. People cope. But it underpins the question about how we run and how we plan in Ireland and for everybody who lives here on this piece of land.
Yeah.
And it really begs some very serious questions. We're supposedly a wealthy country. I don't think it's good enough. And I think we have to, the western seaboard of this country that bears the brunt of bad weather events all the way down from, you know, West Waterford, right the way through Cork, up to Donegal, and so on. We're used to bad weather, we see it, but we also see the regularity with which infrastructure is not good. Patchy mobile networks. And I'll just give you one example. This is from about 2 years ago. I had a patient call me on a Saturday who, a family member, looked like they were having a stroke. And I had to ring 27 times to get connected to that person. And that's the normal mobile network that we have here.
That's just standard on a good day, on a summer's day. Yeah.
Yeah, that's standard. And if that's standard, you know, it's not good enough. And so what this storm should do, it should prompt us to have a national conversation about what we regard as critical infrastructure. You interviewed at the top of the programme where you played a clip from the ESB network.
That's right, yeah.
ESB Networks is a semi-state company that the country owns, that taxpayers of the country own. And I would beg the question if it's time that we did the same with mobile phone infrastructure, not the companies that provide, but the actual hardware of the system, and that the state is tasked with responsibility for making sure that the infrastructure is as robust as it possibly can be. It is unconscionable that the reason we have no water was that we don't have generators in water pumping
stations. Well, it certainly seems like, I mean, with my total ignorance about how the water infrastructure might work in stations in rural parts of the country, but I mean, you would imagine we could certainly source generators. Just on that topic, Darren from Mullagh in Cavan has got in contact. He says, I'm currently en route to New Ross to pick up the only generator that I could find in the country within the price bracket. I've had no power since 20 past three on Friday morning. I've had no water since Friday. I've had no cell phone coverage. Only heating is the fireplace in my sitting room. Three kids. It's a complete nightmare. Another texter. This is why people outside of Dublin don't want to have everything electric. We've no heating, no car, says this listener at the minute. Peter, a total difficult situation for you. I fully appreciate that, trying to run a GP clinic in Galway with everything going on at the moment. Thank you for joining us. That's Dr. Peter Sloan. Emer, you're in Leitrim. Do you know when you'll get power back? Have I got Emer? Hi, Emer. How are you?
Hi. Yeah, hi. At the moment, the update is Wednesday, the 5th of February at 9 o'clock in the evening. And that's for 509 people are on that specific fault. But there's a lot more on it than just us because it relates to an issue with forestry.
5th of February. So, sorry, tomorrow week?
Yes. Yep. And that's for our whole parish. And I think the issue is this is not a one-off event. Power outages, we expect them in rural Ireland. You know, it's not uncommon. But the length that we're actually been left without power for is becoming more of an issue. So in the last year, we've had three power outages that have lasted over 48 hours. The last storm, Darrow, a part of our parish, was out for 5 days already. Now, this is the latest one. So obviously, somebody somewhere isn't identifying why our power lines are under, you know, why they're so sensitive. We also happen to be the highest planted county in the island, 18% of our land mass. And there's a big correlation between our electrical issues in Leitrim and Sitka Spruce Forestry. And they're not going in and clearing the lines and keeping our infrastructure safe.
Well, about 48 hours, you're going to be 12 days without electricity.
Well, according to our update, yes.
And so, yep. So in the meantime, have you and everybody else, in terms of your neighbours or other residents, EMA reliant on this network, what plans have been put in place to try and assist you guys from the local authority, if any?
Nothing. We haven't heard
just fend for yourself and best of luck.
Well, it's rural Ireland. That's what we do. It's rural Ireland. We've highlighted this issue. We've got local representatives. We've got TDs who should be shouting from the rooftops for us to make sure that this was an unprecedented weather event. We all respect that totally. There's going to be, you know, but the 5th of February, I mean, that's a whole other level. Now, you know, maybe I'll be surprised and I'll go home and my power will be back on.
Yeah.
But the reality is, as the last caller said, there are major issues with our infrastructure. And a bit of foresight, a bit of planning, find out where we're vulnerable, make sure we do our utmost to protect that infrastructure. Because what, you know, what people in rural Ireland actually meant to do, only that people cut their way out of their own laneways and roads. You know, we'd be a long time waiting for anyone else to come and do it for us.
Well, as Peter Sloan mentioned a few moments ago, if nothing else, when everything is back and restored and up and working and operational, you would at the very least expect that the politicians from each of the constituencies that are badly affected and the relevant ministers will sit down and have a conversation about how we better address the next storm, Eowyn, because you can be sure there will be another one.
Well, even to maybe conduct an aerial survey of our power lines and find out where they actually need to be cleared, where they're going through highly densely forested areas, clear the forest away from them. You know, so, you know, a tree going down here and there, you can understand. ESB Networks comes through my farm every 2 years, I think it is, and they clear you know, anything that's overhanging or, you know, near a line to protect it. But there's obviously vast waves of the countryside that they're not doing that with. You know, so it just seems very unfair, because I think rural people do feel like if this was happening in a city or a large town, there would be a lot more been done, and a lot more been done quickly to address it.
You feel forgotten.
It's time and time again. This happened before Christmas. This happened, you know, it happened multiple times through the year. But, like, it's the duration, you know. It shouldn't, if it was just this one time, you know, it would be understandable. But people now, in general, in rural Ireland, are all talking about, we better have a generator. We better have a generator, because they can't trust the ESB network.
And then no, we're telling everybody to go out and get an electric car in the same breath as well. Eimear, look, I hope you get it restored before the 5th of February. Please keep us posted, you know, if you can, and your phone network holds up and continues. Gerry is with us. Gerry, I believe you're in Mullingar.
Yeah, hi, Andrew. Yeah, no, south of Mullingar, it's rural. It's basically, your two previous callers made excellent points there about our infrastructure. But it's my issue is the accurate information on the power check. Like, we were supposed to be back in and notified 63 customers on our particular network back last night at 9 o'clock, but nothing. Checked it again this morning and it said we've been restored, and we haven't been restored. So, like, I'm looking after three houses at the moment. One is with a 90-year-old woman, and all she's got is hot water bottles and boiled water for tea from a generator that I'd shared in between, as I said, the three houses. But my point is, it's accurate information is what we need. Like, teasing us, telling us it's going to be back at 9 o'clock last night, and it's not. Then we get a further update. I rang them this morning. They said that it was going to be back. It was supposed to be back last night, but it wasn't. But also, my wife's, one of her work colleagues was due to be back the 2nd of February, but hers came back much sooner than that. It came back a day ago. Mm. So, like, how can people trust what's been the information that's
been
given?
But am I right? Did you say to tell me there a few moments ago that you were told on the website it says that your power has been restored?
Yes, restored, that there's no issues. I logged on to my, I have an ESB account for the smart meter, and you log on to your, and you put in your MPRN and it says there are no faults now with this situation. Mm. So I rang them this morning, and to be fair to them, they answered the phone pretty quickly. And there was a lady on there, and she was very helpful, and she says, oh yeah, but we have another system, and it shows that the fault has not been rectified.
So, but that's not, like, the you system know, you're looking
you
at,
like,
other
but
customers.
But the issue is, like, when you get information, all we want is accurate information that we can plan accordingly.
Yeah, fair request, Gerry. There's no doubt about that. Listener here in Oakwood in Athenry says, still no power, yet estates around us have their power back for the last couple of days. I find it very frustrating, and it's very, very difficult. We've a son with autism, says this listener. Karen McMara was with me. Karen is the chef at the Coach House Hotel in Sligo. Karen, I believe you guys have opened your doors to the local community there.
Yes, we have. Patrick has opened the doors to anybody that had no access to water, heat, Wi-Fi or anything like that. And nice and quietly, and it's sort of word of mouth is spread now. And it's a lovely idea.
Yeah.
And we're very proud to be working here. You know, it's nice. It's a lovely thing to do.
So people can just come in
and book. They have to book in advance if they need to have a shower, but they're given a room, a family room, and they can have access to shower. They have the room for about 45 minutes, access to shower and free tea and coffee here, and heat. They can charge their phones, laptops. The kids here are, they're just starting their the Leaving Cert. The mocks are on this weekend, starting Thursday, Friday, and all next week. They need Wi-Fi. They're all up to their eyes studying. So there's some of them coming down now in the evening time and, you know, tuning in or online.
Mm. Doing whatever they have to do. But
whatever
fair play, it's a great effort. A great
and
community
everybody,
effort.
Yeah, and not only that, and Ballymote as well, the supermarket, the local supermarket, is charging phones, tea and coffee, the garages, other businesses are doing the same thing.
Business, yeah.
And it's a lovely thing to do. And just listening there to the ESB, the man from the ESB, I don't know if that number is actually realistic or not, because he hasn't even mentioned other counties that have no power, parts of other counties. He didn't mention Donegal, and I know for a fact my family's from there. They have no, parts of them have
yeah,
no water.
No power as
they
well.
Have no electricity. You know, and parts of Sligo, lots of parts of Sligo, this whole area outside of town has nothing, no water, no electricity.
Very infuriating.
Their date they've been given is the 5th of February as well. You know, we're just lucky that we got it back Saturday night, Sunday morning, you know, and just about. You know, it's crazy, really.
Yeah, it's very difficult, and well done, Karen. Fair play to everybody at the Coach House Hotel in Sligo there. You know, a simple thing, but an incredible gesture of goodwill and kindness to residents and local people, as with anybody around the locality who was looking to have a shower. Hopefully you'll be able to do that in your own home before the next 2 weeks. Listener in East Clare has got in touch to say no power, no water, no heating, no mobile phone signal until yesterday. Other than businesses, there's been no action from local elected officials or the government. I have a battery radio to get updates, and all of that was said. All they ever tell you to do is go onto their website. Sure, how can we? It's a very poor response to a national issue. We pay the highest energy costs in Europe for a third world infrastructure. No doubt after this, the costs will likely rise again. Our government has abandoned their post during a national disaster and even turned down an offer of assistance from EU prior to the storm. It's a total joke, suggests this listener. Keep your thoughts coming into us. 087 1400 106. That's the WhatsApp number. That's Karen, Jerry, Emer, Peter and Mandy Marr as well. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.